totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evan the Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Band to hold him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
So do I wish a happy Labor Day today? Do I wait till Monday? When do you wish the working people...
Well, do it today because that gives them the opportunity to hear it now and on the download before Labor Day because they won't be working.
So technically, though, but it's Monday.
Correct.
So yeah. It's the Labor Day weekend coming. All right.
Yeah.
Just trying to get it all straight.
Then you have to go ahead and wish it.
I want to wish everybody a happy Labor Day.
There we go.
If you're hitting the roads, be very, very careful.
Stay safe.
Jump over to Walmart in Pinellas Park. Gas, $2.01.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's pretty impressive.
I didn't even need gas. I drained gas out of my tank just so I could fill
just
it up,
go.
You know, for 201.
Take advantage.
Picked up an awesome sponsor last night.
Yeah?
You know, late at night.
It was that good of a show. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it really was, and they had nothing to do with the show. Well, the show kind of played into it because Henzo Gracie, the legend Henzo Gracie, endorses this product. It is a ghee for your puppy or
what?
Dog. Not even a puppy, you know, for your pet. For your dog. And so we are going to give some of those away. We're going to give away a ghee today for your dog. I keep saying puppy because my dog is basically a puppy. And it can come for the 6-pound puppy like I have all the way up to the monster horse of like 160 pounds.
No ghee for you. It's for your dogs.
Yes, it's not for you.
It's for the dogs.
And they're on Twitter at, I believe it's D-O-G. I dog ghee on Twitter. So check them out. If you have an animal, you know, might even be able to get one on a cat. Would that be weird?
Whoa.
Stick a ghee on a cat?
That would, if you are able to, then more power to you. That's pretty impressive.
I've seen once or twice somebody walking a cat or something, you know, on a leash, but
that's a little easier because you just sort of throw the harness around them. This is like no kidding ghee.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. So we're going to give one of those away. Think about how you want to do it, whether it's for the UFC tomorrow night. We just want to take, you know, emails, calls, Facebooks, tweets, all that kind of stuff. I don't care. I'm leaving it up to you.
Okay.
You decide. The Bucks last night, there's a lot of people really excited today, and I'm saying hold on.
Pump the brakes.
Last night was the absolute best game I have ever seen Josh Freeman play.
Yeah. He was one of the Bucks' best players last night.
Well, no, he was the Bucks' best player. Not one of. He was. Without Josh Freeman last night, the Bucks don't win. So that shows you how important he was for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night. Fourth string, he should be released probably today. There's no way that he makes it through Sunday. Couple guys looked good, but it's the fourth game, which means absolutely nothing. Nobody that really played, you know, none of the starters played. Almost a boring game to watch. Because they're not the guys that most of the guys that you're going to see, guys that are fighting for those last couple spots. A couple receivers looked good. Glennon, I thought, looked mediocre. And I'm a Glennon guy. Every time that I think Glennon's starting to kick some serious, you know what? He throws an interception. He makes some bad plays.
Oh, he's been the best. He's been the best, most consistent quarterback the Bucs have had in a while.
The best? He's been the most consistent.
But he's been the best as well.
Since when? I don't know.
There's a reason why he's been put in to play.
Okay.
He's been the backup, and they've been multiple times forced to put him in because they had to stop the bleeding. Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
And he's come in and for the most part sort of done that. Not exactly excelled, but he's there to be a stopgap to try to let everybody else do their job to win the games. Sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hasn't, but he's been the most consistent and up to this point the best. So now we have to see who's named the starter. I think it's assumed that it's going to be Jameis.
Yeah, well, then, not assume. Don't assume. It is.
And then it's going to be, I don't know. I could be cynical about it, and I could say it'll be a matter of time until Glennon is put in this season. I don't think, well, I don't know. I won't say that it will happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's not
going to happen.
It wouldn't be a slight necessarily to Jameis if it does happen, I don't think. I think the most likely scenario would be
it's not gonna happen.
Jameis got hurt.
It's the only way it happens is if he gets hurt. He's not losing his position. He is the starter. He is the franchise. He is the face of this organization probably for the next at least 4 or 5 years. Kind of Freeman-ish, you know, until, you know, if he doesn't succeed, but we're talking 3, 4, 5 years down the road. He is not coming out, period, unless he gets hurt. Now, last night you mentioned something.
I did.
And we have followed our next guest since the day he arrived in Tampa Bay. And I have always said, you know, I do what I do, they do what they do, you do what you do, and that's how we cross paths.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy has been a former professional football player, a Super Bowl champion, but now he's a professional in another sport that you brought to our attention week in and week out.
I did.
The man with the largest pythons in the world, and now a professional, what is he, a professional?
He's a professional physique athlete. He is in the IFBB, baby.
He has the physique. He always has.
Absolutely.
And the guns to back it up. Number 32 in your program. We love him. Michael Pittman.
What's up, man?
Superstar. You're now a pro in another sport.
Yeah, man. That's an awesome feeling. It was a lot of hard work. But you know me, Randy. I mean, I work hard. And we have great people behind you supporting you, man. Great family. You know, people who inspire you. I'm not saying it's easier. But, you know, it just takes a lot off your plate, man. So I'm tired right now, but I'm almost overwhelmed with joy, man. I worked so hard for it and finally accomplished it yesterday, buddy.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm happy and excited for you, Michael Pittman, my friend. But Alex Weghorn has been smiling and freaking out because of what you did. It doesn't mean as much to me as it does to him. I'm pumped,
right?
Because it's you. He's pumped because of what you did.
Well, Alex knows about it, man. It's tough work. I mean, you have to be disciplined. You have to watch your diet. I mean, you have to do, I mean, hours and hours of cardio, everything. You have to work hard in the gym, man. But you know me, Randy. You know me for a very long time that, you know, once I make up my mind I want to do something, man, I'm just focused until I accomplish that goal that I want to conquer. So that's all it was. And this was just something that I always wanted to do. I've always been a guy that loved the gym. Love look like I was in shape, and this is just like a little hobby that I wanted to, you know, go out and like I said, conquer. And I just got into the pros, just had it last night, so I want to go now and try to conquer the pros. You know, I want to go up against the best, and now I have the opportunity.
I know that Alex wants to talk to you about the sport itself because it's something that he's involved in, and you guys can have your little love fest and all that stuff in a second. But I want people to understand how much Michael Pittman enjoys working out. When Pitt was here and played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the players go to $1 to work out and all that kind of stuff, the players have set times. Mike would go in the morning. Other players would go in and then go do their rest of the day. Where did you go when you would leave working out at $1?
Yeah, I know, man. I'll go work out. Because the thing was, first, I was like a team guy. So I never, ever wanted to try to do my own thing in front of the team. So what I'll do is, in the morning, I will do, you know, their workout. You know, I'll do my coach's workout that they wanted me to do. But to me, I just felt that wasn't enough for me. You know, I wanted a balanced type of, you know, body. I wanted bigger shoulders. I wanted bigger traps, bigger arms, whatever. So after practice was over, you know, I went home to a local gym. And I just got some extra work in. And that's how I, like I said, developed the body I developed. And it was all about muscle memory, because when you work out in NFL, not that the workouts are bad and nothing like that, but you do a lot of explosive movements, power cleans and things like that. And that's not really going to develop, the muscle that you really want to grow. It's not going to develop your traps and, your shoulders, your delts, and then type of thing. So long story short, I went to a local gym, got a little bit of extra work in, and it paid off. It paid off for me. I mean, it allowed me to stay on football field. I played 11 years, so it definitely worked out for me.
The only guy I know that leaves the gym to go to another gym.
Now let's talk about what has happened for you from the beginning of your physique career up to this point. How many shows have you done? What has been your experience as you have grown as a bodybuilder and a physique athlete? And tell us a little bit about what was different about last night's show, the lead up to last night's show, and then actually being on last night's stage compared to those other shows.
Okay, well, this is my fourth show, that I ever did. So I moved up the ladder really fast, and I think with me, it was because, my physique was already in place by already working out, so much in the past and having great muscle memory of, shedding weight and putting weight back on and things like that. So I had to find the balance. When I first did my first show, they said I was too muscular, I was too big, and I was like a behemoth on there, man. But it was my first show, and I really didn't know too much about physique, and the art of physique, and my posing was off, and all that kind of stuff. So, I took maybe 2 years off, and we decided to just do it again. I mean, my girlfriend decided let's do a show, let's do something for us. We all do stuff for somebody, everybody else, and we put our lives on hold for everybody else, but let's go out and do something for us. And so we set out a goal and to become pros. Maybe, I think we started in June or something like that. No, I think it was March. And this year, we did a show in San Diego. We did a show in Pittsburgh that was in July. And then we came back and did this show where I turned pro. So I did a total of four shows and ended up turning pro. And normally, you don't turn pro that fast. But, I'm the type of person that, like Randy knows, if I make up my mind to do something, I do extensive research. I work my butt off to achieve it in, a greater time, a faster time than probably the average person, because that's just the way I work. And I just went back, started watching YouTube of men's physique videos and different types of workouts that they do that maybe I didn't know, different types of movements. And I incorporated a lot of that stuff with the routine I was already doing. Stepping on stage and working on my posing. Last time I came out here to Pittsburgh and try to qualify for my pro card, my posing was off. That still wasn't there. It was only my third show I ever done. So I went back home, I didn't complain, took the judge's critique, went back and fixed all my, all the things I did wrong up on stage, because I felt like my body was on point or where it needed to be, but my posing was off. If you have a great body, but you don't know how to present it, you're not going to win. So anyways, I went back, I fixed all those little things, came back out here, did exactly what the judges said I needed to do, and they put me in the number one spot on men's 40 and over out of, I think it was 27 or 28 men. And then I got, first call out, second spot out of the men's 35 and older. So I went pro in both categories, man. So it was awesome. And like I said, it was the best feeling in the world because, Alex, it's not easy in this industry. It's a big industry, professional industry, and it's hard to turn pro because you have so many great guys you're going to be going up against. So me turning pro up against all the great athletes I went up against last night was a big-time achievement. So sorry that the story was long, but that's how it all came about, man.
Mike, let me ask you this. We've known each other a long time. You're one of my closest friends. I love being around you. But when I'm around Alex 2 days, 3 days, a day before competition, he's the biggest jerk I've known. Do you go through that, or is there a secret that you can tell him?
No, man. I understand how you feel. But you know me right now. I'm like the type of guy. I'm more like laid back. But the thing with Alex, it was around that time, man, because you had to cut your cars back. So the majority of people out there without any cars in the system, I mean, yeah, you get moody. You know what I'm saying? You get anxious and things like that. So you have, like, zero tolerance for a lot of things because you have no carving system. I mean, you're hungry because you're trying to, you know, you try to starve yourself a little bit to bring your waistline down because there's, like, a delicate balance where you eliminate all your carbs and then you know what I'm saying, you carb up low towards the towards the last days of your show or when you're about to go, you know, on stage. And so, man, yeah, you get moody, but I really don't get too moody. Sometimes, you know, I might, you know what I'm saying, get hot where I start sweating. You know, something's like irritating me, man, but I'm going to a different room or something, try to sip on some water or something like that. But understand Alex's, you know, feelings, man. I've been there.
But yeah, for a Saturday show though, I'm stuck in a room with these guys on a Thursday night and a Friday afternoon, so I don't get
excuses.
That opportunity to pull myself out of the situation, if you will, when I'm hangry.
Yeah, man, and that's the hardest thing too, man. When you're getting ready for a show and then you see somebody else like, you know, chomping down on a burger and fries, and you know, like, dang, well, you can't eat it. I mean, sometimes that does get you frustrated because, you know, you want to eat so bad. But you can't, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like Alex knows, you know, physique is all about, you know, that hourglass look, man, a small waistline, a big broad shoulder, and things like that. So if you take in high calories a couple of days before that show, man, you're going to just really, like, kill your chance, especially at a national level where you try to compete for your pro card, because everybody at them levels, you know, are good. And I think that's what you're doing in Miami, right, Alex, at a national show?
Yeah, NPC Nationals, November 20th and 21st.
Exactly, and that show last year was huge. I mean, they had so many competitors. So you definitely be on your A game, man, to win these shows. So, it's tough, Randy. It's tough. So I feel for you. I understand, man. That's how it was a couple of days ago.
I don't know if you saw the post when Mike put it up. Mike had a post on his Facebook, and he's holding the trophy. And my comment was, congratulations. Now put a shirt on.
No, I didn't even see it, man. I got so many messages from everybody. You know, I just put up a post like recently with me smiling and saying thank you to everybody because, you know, I want to respond to everybody, but I can't. You know, it's just so many people and my notifications just keep going off on my Facebook and my Instagram and things like that. So I appreciate everybody, but no, I haven't seen everybody's message and I haven't read everybody's. So I just put, you know, thank you out there, man. But you know me, right? I always like to take my shirt off anyway, man.
No, I understand. And it was the second funniest post I gave to you. The other one was with your two sons when I said two athletes and an old dude.
Oh yeah, I saw that one. I responded to you on that one. I know.
Talk about how proud you are and what your boys are doing.
Oh man, that's the biggest accomplishment right there, man. That beats out everything that I'm doing. Is my boys. You know, I mean, of course, I got four awesome kids, but my two boys, they play football. You know, they're following my the dad's footsteps of becoming a professional athlete. But Michael Jr., he's one of the biggest recruits. Right now, out of Southern California, but he's a big national recruit. You know, right now he's committed to go to USC. You know, he picked USC over a lot of big-time schools, Oregon program, but one of the top receivers in the nation and one of the top safeties in the nation. 6'4", about 210 pounds, runs a 4.47 40. And he just goes out there, man, he dominates. This is Michael Jr. He dominates on every single level. He loves the game. He's a good kid, great student, man. And, you know, me and his mom, we're super proud of him. And then my other son, Micah, he's only a freshman. He's the only varsity on freshman. He's already starting that slot receiver. He didn't start last game because he hurt his MCL, but he was, you know, slated to start before he hurt his MCL, but he went out there anyways. He got a playing time, only freshman on varsity. And he's doing awesome. He's 6 foot. Micah, you remember little Micah? You met Micah when he was like, what, 2 years old, right? Something about that. So, and
well,
Micah,
no, I was going to say that. You know, let me jump in for a second. And I was going to say that, you know, it's funny when people talk about Sean that they've seen him grow up from the time he was a baby all the way to now 27 and being an adult. I remember right. Micah when he was a baby, you know, when he was about a foot and a half tall, and now
exactly.
He's a star.
Yeah, now Micah is taller than you, Randy. Taller than you. And so, yeah, you know, when he was probably, like you said, like 2 years old, man, when we first came to Tampa, he used to come to our shows that we do all the time. And now Micah's taller than me, you know, playing varsity, 100, and I think Micah's probably like 185 pounds, and he's only, you know, just turned 15 years old, playing on varsity. And, you know, my kids, and they're all great kids. The most, the most proud I am of my kids is that they're great kids and great students. That they're, you know, phenomenal athletes. You know, they're great people. You know what I'm saying? They're great people. They're very well respected. You know, yes sir, no sir, thank you. You know, no thank you and things like that. And they love the game. They love the game, and they support one another. So that's like what the most proud of I am about my my boys. And Michael being a freshman already, still, I mean, right now is getting like a lot of love from different type of schools. USC, Oregon, you know, they already started recruiting Micah. Washington sending them letters and things like that. So I'm just so proud of my boys, man. And, you know, I'm proud of all my kids. But we talk about, you know, Micah and Mike right now. So, yeah, man, I'm just happy for them. Really am.
Before I ask you another football question about them, I've been corrected by Sean, who is driving on vacation. He's 28. He's not 27. And he just tweeted me and he said that he remembered babysitting for both your kids, you know, when they were 2-3 years old, and now to watch, because, you know, they watch the success not only in the news but on Facebook, and it's kind of like we're involved in it, so it's definitely cool. But let me ask you this: how could Junior pass up Oregon with all the gear and all the sweet stuff that you get?
Man, honestly, Randy, I don't know. I mean, we went down there, you know, they called us out there and they invited us down there to tour the campus. Yeah, I put it on Facebook, so you probably saw it. It's called the videos and things like that. But when we went down there and we toured the campus, you know, Michael loved everything that they showed us. And we was out there all day. He loved all the coaching staffs and everything. They treated us with all type of respect. I mean, everything was professional, man. I mean, Oregon got probably has the best facility that I ever seen in college and NFL, period. By far the best. So it was all about Michael fitting in, you know what I'm saying, and seeing himself there. And it wasn't me to persuade him to go either way, because as a father, you want your son to be happy no matter where he is. As long as he's doing something positive and going in the right direction in life, you want him to make those decisions, these big-time decisions on his own. And, you know, I always wanted him to go somewhere close so it'd be easier for his family to be there to support him. But if he went to Oregon, of course, we would have went there. So we went up there, you know, with open mind that he might go to Oregon, because Oregon was number one on his list. But after we got there, we toured the campus. And right when we got in the car, he looked at me and said, "Dad, you know, this is not the school for me." I was like, "That fast, huh?" I said, "Are you sure that fast?" He goes, "Yeah." You know, I said, he goes, "They treated me with great respect. I love the facilities. I love the uniforms. But I don't see. You know, I don't see myself playing here and being happy here." And I was like, "Okay, that's all I needed to know. Let's go home." And so we went back home. And as we drive home, she said, "Dad, what you think about USC?" And I was like, "Man, that's not honestly." I said, when you selected UCLA, I thought USC would be a better fit for you. I said, "But as your father, I didn't want to persuade you to choose any direction. I wanted you to choose your destiny, son. And, you know, you going to college, I'm going to support you either way." And that's how he ended up going to USC. We got back home. He called the receiver coach out there, and we talked to Steve. You know, I was like, "He's in the head coach." And they invited us down. Like, the next day, they were so fired up to get Michael, you know, get Michael's attention, because, you know, Michael wasn't even paying him no attention, you know, and they kept sending letters, kept calling Michael. Michael wasn't returning no phone calls, wasn't opening no letters, but they kept pursuing them. And honestly, it just caught Michael's attention how bad USC wanted them. And long story short, we took that little tour out to USC, and he loved it. And he ended up committed to USC right then and there.
A couple years ago, we interviewed Herm Edwards as he was in town for the Under Armour game at the Trop in St. Pete. And one of the questions I asked him was there a difference in the players who were who had celebrity parents or athletes who had that sort of exposure because of their parents? Were they different in any way from the kids who didn't have that sort of exposure? Do you feel that you have, with your experience, been able to impart on Mike Jr. and Micah a certain mental toughness that will help them deal with furthering their athletic careers once they're in college and even beyond?
Yeah, With me, what I do and my kids, you know, in life, I just tell them that nothing's going to be given, you know, given to them. You know, and I try to teach them from my experiences, you know, of mistakes and, you know, rewards, things that I've done wrong and things I've done right. And, you know, I just try to tell them the right things to do. And being a man who played the game and learned from my lessons, I know a lot, and I've been through a lot. So I try to tell my kids, and my kids, they try to suck up all the information they can, you know, from their dad, because they're trying to go to a place where I've already been, you know, and done, and not say dominated, but I had a great career. You know what I'm saying? I had a great career, and that's where they want to go. And my boys, you know, at their ages, are better than where I was. You know, Michael is dominating on levels that I didn't dominate at his age. Micah is playing varsity. I didn't play varsity as a freshman. I started playing varsity as a junior in high school. So they're already ahead of me when it comes to the game at that age. So, you know, and just having a name and experience, you know, people are already going to be attracted to your kids because they know that the talent is already there because it's just genetic. Oh, that was Michael Pittman's son. Let's see what Michael Pittman Jr. has. You know, that's Michael Pittman's son. That's what Micah Pittman has. And, you know, nothing is given to him. You know, only thing you have to do is just put the ball in Michael's hands or in Micah's hands and just watch him play. You know, and you could tell that these kids have talent. And I just wouldn't say that these, you know, even if these wasn't my kids, if I saw them playing, I'm like, damn, these kids could really ball out like crazy. And I put their highlight films on my Facebook. And, you know, you could watch them on Huddle, and you can see how they play. You know, they play lights out every single play, running kids over, running past kids, returning punt returns, returning kickoffs for touchdowns. And it's just not because I'm trying to brag on my kids. They just legitimately great football players, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I love watching them play. Mike,
let's be honest. Yeah, you are. You're trying to brag on your kids.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like that. It's like, but you know, Randy, you're proud of your son. Like, you're proud of Sean. So when your kids are doing great in life, yeah, you brag on them in a manner where, you know, absolutely, you're humble about it. You see what I'm saying? Not like, oh, my kid's better than your kids. No, I'm bragging on, you know, that they're just awesome kids on every aspect of life. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to, like, you know, say bragging. So I'm not trying to, you know, boister out like, oh, this is just my son and he's the baddest and, you know what I'm saying, ever. No, it's like, he's a great kid. I mean, he's an outstanding athlete. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put his face out there for the world to see that, you know, he has great potential in him, you know, him and Micah. So that's how I try to brag on my kids. You know me, I'm just Randy, like I said, man, I'm like one of the most humblest people, man, giving thanks all the time. And that's it. I thank everybody, you know what I'm saying, that shows my kids love, and I appreciate it. I mean, because who wants to be proud of their kids, man, if they're, you know what I'm saying, if they wasn't, you know, doing the right things in life. So I'm just proud of them because they're heading in the right direction.
Mike has never let me be funny. You know, I try to be funny. I try to go and no, he slams the brakes on me.
We always have fun, man. What are you talking about? We always have fun, Dal.
Well, and it's ironic because in closing, you just said we always have fun, dog.
Yes.
So, for coming on the show, we just picked up a new sponsor last night that make geese for dogs.
Make what for dogs?
The geese, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. They wear the geese where they fight.
Yeah, let me talk about. Right, yeah. Right.
So we're going to send you a gi for your puppy.
That's awesome, man. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
So I'll call you after the show. I'll get the address. And if you want to see what it looks like, anybody that's tuning in, anybody that's listening to this on the download after today on iTunes, go to Original Dog Gi, originaldoggi.com, and check out the gis. And Michael Pittman, your puppy, is going to get one of these.
Yeah, man. Once you send it to me, what I do is I put it on them and I post a picture, you know, for you and whoever made the geese. And you know what I'm saying? You could attach them to my post, whatever you want to do, man, or tag them into my post, man. But that's awesome. I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Perfect.
Man.
We will hook you up. And I know you didn't even know we were calling until a little while ago. Thank you for your time. And more importantly, congratulations again on last night.
All right. Thanks, big dog. Anything for you, Randy. Thanks, man. Hey, good luck in Miami if I don't talk to you before then, buddy, all right?
Thank you very much, Pitt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I should do well in Miami. I should do well. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you too, Randy. Good luck, man.
All right, Mike, take care. Thanks for everything.
I miss you guys, man. Y'all take care.
Miss you as well. That is your Super Bowl champ, number 32. Always been one of my favorite people. And we could tell Pitt stories forever and ever. Some good and some where he used to hide from me, you know, the night before. Or the night of the show. The show starts at 7. It's like 6:57. Where's Mike? Well, he's hiding. He's waiting until the last second
to
walk
in. Trying to make you sweat as much as he can.
He absolutely did. All right, we're going to hit a break. We're way overdue, and that's fine. When we return, Outback Bowl tickets just went on sale.
Woo-hoo!
And we're going to talk to Mike Schulze when we return.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at budgetselfstorageflorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
It's almost football season, which means it's almost tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids.
Check out the new 12-draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
All right, we are back hanging out. Don't forget, next Friday we move. The start of the show will now be 1 o'clock next week. And then on Monday the 14th is when we start the 2015 Players Show. First week's guest, Danny Lansana.
Lots of football going on.
You know, I love our fans. I love my friends. I love my family, except for the last week of the year. That's when they start calling me and say, hey, can you help me? I forgot to get my Outback Bowl tickets.
I need tickets.
Well, I'm going to help everybody right now and explain to them. Well, no, I'm not. Let's welcome back to the program good friend of ours, Mike Schulze. Mike, how are you?
Doing great, Randy. Great, good to be back, and good to be back in the college football season.
You know, and let's get right into it. I always talk to you towards the end of the year. Friends, family, they're calling. We need tickets. Tickets are sold out. Well, let's tell them they should go out and buy them now.
Yeah, well, exactly. We actually put the tickets on sale at Ticketmaster this week. We've been selling some of our premium package tickets throughout the year. It's a great event. It's a great opportunity to see a super matchup and go to a New Year's Day bowl game right here in Tampa. And, it's a great way to start off the year. So we tell people, it's like, get your tickets early, get them now, and don't wait till the last minute once we announce the teams and everybody's snapping them up.
You know, Mike, the thing that drives me crazy is, and yeah, there'll be some people, some fans of the program, some fans of the Outback Bowl or the teams, that they would only go if their favorite team is there. But I'll bet you 80% of the time when people start calling me the beginning of December, I'm like, well, which team are you rooting for? Oh, I don't care. Then why wait? Go get them now when you can get the better seats.
Exactly. And that's right. I mean, you know, obviously if you're traveling from another part of the country or whatever, you know, you're going to come here if your team's in it and so forth. But for the people in the West Central Florida area, and we have literally thousands of those people that go to the game every year. It's part of their annual New Year's Day tradition. And they have a great time. And, you know, there's also a little something to be said for not having a dog in the hunt, so to speak, and just enjoying the game and not having to worry so much about whether your team is winning or not. But I'll tell you, it's a great experience. And you're right. I mean, just thousands of people every year could come to the game just because they want the experience of being a part of it and seeing a great matchup.
Kind of a historic game come 2016, the 30th anniversary.
Yep, 30 years. It's hard to believe, but I'll tell you. And we've been on a New Year's Day game now for 28 years. So we've got a lot of neat traditions going. Outback Steakhouse is the title sponsor, of course, and they're the longest title sponsor of any bowl game in the country. This will be their 21st year. We've been with the Big Ten, the SEC, and ESPN for over 20 years, 23 years each, I think, something like that. So, you know, there's a lot of tradition that's been established here, you know, for a bowl game that started out back in the mid-80s that, you know, everybody was like, well, what's that, you know? And now, you know, we're one of the heavyweights that have been there for a long, long time. And it's great to be able to celebrate our 30th anniversary and of doing some great things for the community and offering a great event for the people here to be able to go to.
One of those traditions we have to add to that list is having top quality teams that play some really, really great football at the Outback Bowl. Do you have any particular Outback Bowl moment that really sticks out to you as one of your favorite?
Oh, gosh. You know, I get that asked that a lot, and I got too many for your show. I mean, there's so many unbelievable moments. You know, there's the Clowney hit, you know, Michigan, South Carolina, a couple years ago. That's still to this day, you know, people look at and wonder.
Wonder how he survived.
Yeah, And well, and there's also, you know, late in that game, I mean, they, you know, the backup quarterback for South Carolina comes in and throws a 30-yard touchdown pass, you know, with 11 seconds to go to win the game. You know, I mean, you know, there's the Ohio State comeback against South Carolina back in 2001 or 2002 rather, where they came back by, you know, 28 points down to tie the game, and then South Carolina kicks a field goal on the last play of the game, and the ball literally, you know, made it over the crossbar by 6 inches. There's Auburn Northwestern overtime game where Auburn rushed the field, you know, 3 different times, thinking that they won, and they hadn't, and there were so many unbelievable plays in that game that half of them you forget about, but yet they would have made, you know, made the highlight reel had they, you know, been, you know, in and of themselves, you know, just, you know, big plays. So there's been so many moments, and I'll tell you, last year, you know, when Wisconsin beat Auburn last year in overtime again, Barry Alvarez, as you recall, you know, coached the team because their coaches decided that he wanted to go back to the West Coast and at the end of the regular season. So the players went to Barry Alvarez, the legendary coach and now AD at Wisconsin. They asked him 3 times to coach the team in the bowl game. He agreed to do it. He went out there, coached a heck of a game, went for it on 4th down 4 times, made all 4 of them. They win in overtime. And I don't recall possibly in our game ever having a situation at the end of the game where the players were so emotional towards their coach, who, you know, this wasn't even their real coach. It was, you know, the athletic director. But, of course, they had such an affinity for him. You know, they lifted him up on their shoulders. It was just a really neat moment to be able to experience. So yeah, I mean, I could go on for an hour with different moments like that have happened over the years. But you're right. I mean, we've got really good teams in our game, great conferences, and these teams come to play. They really do, and it shows on the field.
Well, and if you look at it, and I'm looking at, you know, all the scores on Wikipedia. Most, if not all, there's been one or two, but most close games. 3 of the last 6 games in overtime, a 21-14 game, a 28-33 game, a 30-33. You know what I'm saying? They're all close, exciting games. It's silly.
Yeah, and, get your tickets out. And in that 6-year time period, you know, we've had those 3 overtime games, and the other 3 games were all decided in the last minute, really. I mean, even the Penn State Florida game, which, you know, they won by a little bit bigger margin. But it was only because Penn State was actually driving down the field and moving the ball with ease down the field against Florida in the final minute. And it looked, for all intents and purposes, that they were going to probably, you know, go down and score and win the game. And Florida intercepted the pass, and the guy returned it all the way for a touchdown. So that's the only reason that score doesn't really look that close, even though it really was. So, yeah, we've had some great games. And you know, Randy, I think, you know, people ask me all the time, well, how do you do this, you know, and I tell them that we have a secret recipe that I can't share, but in reality, I think a big part of it is that the level of teams from the conferences that we get in this game each year, you know, there can be situations in the postseason where you got teams that go to a smaller bowl game or something that, you know, they're not really that excited about being in it. They're playing the opponent that they're matched up against or whatever. But in our game, we get teams at a pretty high level, and they're from two of the biggest conferences in the game, and they really have a real rivalry between these conferences where, you know, they really don't want to lose to that other conference. And so when they're in there, you know, Wisconsin or whoever representing the Big Ten, with a chance to beat an SEC team, that's a big deal for them. And likewise, the SEC, you know, teams, you know, LSU doesn't want to lose to Iowa, you know, and that kind of thing, or someone like that, or Michigan. So when they come in our game, they're focused in, they're dialed in to really come out and play their best. And you see it on the field. And that's, I think, a big reason why we've had so many really good and close games. Because these guys are really taking it serious. They're not just there for the fun stuff they do during the week. and at least in our case, they're all. I mean, they like that, but then they also are dialed in for game day because they know how big and how important that is to their program.
It's a trip, but it's a business trip, and they're here to win the game. And obviously, you know, we're going to have you and Jim and everybody on leading up to the game. But before I let you go, tickets just went on sale. I strongly suggest fans go out and get them ASAP. Where do they go? How can they, you know, achieve
it? Easiest way, Ticketmaster.com. You can, you know, order Ticketmaster outlets. You know, they sell them there still as well, though most people buy them online or by phone through Ticketmaster. So a great way to get them. If you want, you know, some premium seats, we sell those through the bowl office, which you can go on the Outback Bowl website, outbackbowl.com. Look up the information there on the membership packages there. We do have some of those left, or you can go through Ticketmaster. But either way, like you said, don't wait till, you know, till December, because, you know, number one, it's a great experience regardless of who's in the game. Number two, once you wait till the teams are announced, depending on the matchup and the teams and so forth, the better seats go a lot quicker then, and they're not going to be available. So, it's a great event, as you know, Randy. It's a lot of fun to see the different programs represented and the traditions that they bring in here. And you know, knock on wood for, typically it's a heck of a game.
Absolutely, and we'll talk more about the Outback Bowl and college and all that in the upcoming weeks. Mike, thank you very much for your time, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too, Randy. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right, talk to you soon. Mike Schulze, everybody, from the Outback Bowl, January 1st. There's a reason I won't be in Vegas until January 2nd, and it's because of the Outback Bowl.
Always a great game.
Let's go hit our second, last, final break of the 2 to 3 o'clock show. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
All right, only because it's been all over TV. You know, during the break, and we normally don't talk. What do you want to talk about? How about talking about Tebow? Okay, sounds good. How about we talk about Tom Brady?
Yeah, that's kind of a good one to talk about.
Kind of a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Kind of a big deal. Thoughts? Was there any doubt this was what was going to happen?
You know, at the point when, personally, I wasn't expecting it. That could be just my naivete.
Never? You were, even after when they first met and the judge kind of said some of the things he said, you still didn't think this was going to happen?
I wasn't sure if they would actually follow through with it. Talk is cheap. You can say one thing, and frequently we see the other, or at least something different, happen.
I guess you do need proof in this country, that's all.
That it helps to have proof. It helps. So I was a little bit surprised about it. I honestly didn't think he was going to get this far. I figured there would have been some sort of settlement. So I was very surprised that
he was adamant. Tom was adamant that he wasn't going to admit. He didn't do anything. He had nothing to do with it, and he's not going to admit it. Plus, he would have lost $2 million.
True.
Now, what you need to be careful about, the NFL.
You being me or you being
the NFL.
You in general.
Now, you know, what the New England Patriots and Tom Brady might need to worry about. It's not a done deal. It's not over. Because now the NFL is going to appeal. And they're appealing to not even allow him to play until this is settled, which I don't think that'll work.
No.
But let's just say, for the sake of why not, week 15, they finally get before whoever and they're like, you know what? He is guilty. 4-game suspension.
Oops.
Effective now.
Yeah, good point. Effective immediately, and then playoffs come around, and you have a
and he's out.
You have a Garoppolo that's been sitting on the bench the entire time.
So his 4 games would be week 16. The first week would be a bye, but it would still be a suspension game. Then suspended, and who knows? Maybe they would say it has to be 4 playing games, not 4 games, but 4 playing games.
So effectively, the entire playoffs, no matter
which
what.
Which includes the big one out, I think it's in San Francisco.
Assuming they went all the way to that point.
No, assuming.
Because if they go out and they lost,
sure,
then that suspension would carry over into the next season.
Absolutely. Now, does Kraft now try to get his picks back? He gave up a 1 and a 4. Does he now say, wait a second? I don't think so, but you can do almost anything you want to do. Who says that he can't fight for it? I don't think, and this has been all over everywhere, and then we'll move on because we only have a few minutes left. I don't think he cares about the $1 million fine.
No.
Very minor.
No.
The number one draft pick is huge. The 4 is huge, just because you never know who, what, where, and how. All right, tomorrow night, the UFC returns like they've been gone for a week. In Las Vegas, one of the most dominating champions of all time, your flyweight champion, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, takes on another Mighty Mouse. I don't know what his nickname is. John
the Magician.
Johnson. The Magician, is that
the
what
magician.
It is? I like them both. They're both really good guys, but I just have this feeling. I don't know which Johnny Dotson's probably calling me. Greg Hendrick is probably calling me. Greg Jackson isn't calling me because I've been trying to get a hold of him. Please don't pick John Dotson to win this fight. Because it's not good. But I think Johnny Dotson does win this fight. I really do.
It's up to this point, it's hard to pick against
Absolutely.
Mighty Mouse. It's really hard. So I'm going to take the cop out and go with my gut and say DJ. However, I'm pulling for Dotson.
And then does Dotson go up and then beat TJ Dillashaw again?
I would say no.
How cool would that be?
While it would be cool, I don't think the UFC would allow that because I imagine they would want an immediate rematch.
Yeah. Well, depending on how the fight goes. And not yes and no. You know, I've got the two people on my shoulders. If the fight, if Johnny Dotson goes out there and totally dominates and blah blah, you know, then no. But on the same line, there's Johnny Dotson above him right now, Demetrius Johnson, and then everybody else is so far below. So could be, might be, would be.
I would personally be surprised that if they didn't, regardless of how it turned out, if they didn't give Demetrius Johnson an automatic rematch.
If the fight starts, like in the Rocky Balboa movie, ding, ding, mm-hmm. and the fight starts and Johnny Dotson knocks him out in the first 45 seconds, there will be no rematch. There won't be a rematch. He doesn't deserve a rematch. I don't care how dominating. I don't care if you have him number one ranked, whatever.
As you say, nobody owes anybody anything. I would say that would be even more of a reason to give him a rematch.
He slips on a banana peel and gets knocked out.
Yeah.
It is what it is. The co-main event, this is a fight, 10 years in the making?
Decade in the making.
Andre Arlovsky, Frank Mir, the winner of this fight, I believe will fight for the title.
I see this as Andre Arlovsky's return to glory. He has held the belt before. Frank Mir has held
the
belt before. And we said this.
Andre Arlovsky has lost the belt.
He lost the belt. Frank Mir had it stripped from him. They were supposed to fight each other to unify.
And let me just throw it out. He had it stripped due to injury.
Correct.
He didn't have it stripped for any other reason. He was hit at a stop sign. He was on a motorcycle and totally destroyed his leg, where people have said doctors thought he would never walk again, let alone fight again. Two good guys. We've had them both on the show. Interesting fight. I can't wait for it. Paige Van Zandt, in your words, is the curtain jerker, taking on Alex Chambers. Corey Anderson, your tough champion, returns in the light heavyweight. Ross Pearson against the Philadelphian Paul Felder. A lot of good fights on this card on pay-per-view. As of right now, we're going to head over to the press box tomorrow night to catch it. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, jump on in a car, walk on over, jump on your motorcycle or bike.
And don't get hit.
And don't get hit.
Please don't get hit.
And meet us out at the Press Box Sports Emporium. Tim Tebow, does he make the Eagles?
I think there's actually a really good shot. He was, of course, last night. It's a flash in the pan, and it's a very small set of data to use, but he was very impressive. I liked both of his touchdown throws.
That two-minute drill was unbelievable.
He looks, to me, I know he's been out for a while, but I can tell that he's been working over those past couple years, because he looked like a much better quarterback, not just a football player. Nobody doubts his capabilities as a football player. A lot of the questions have come when it comes to being a quarterback, and I think he looks like a much better quarterback. He beats out Matt Barkley.
Original Dog Gi, which is G-I, originaldoggi.com. Email me how many sizes the gi comes in. And if you have a puppy, and in your emails to us, so go to knockoutradio.com, you need to answer that question from originaldoggi.com. The size, how many sizes, and then a picture of your dog, and what size if you win. Because I want to make sure this gi goes to somebody who wants it. I want to make sure this gi goes to somebody who has a dog or a puppy or whatever, and not that they're just, you know, trying to win it because it's the random raffle. So that's how you're going to register for that. A week from Monday, we return to the Press Box Sports Emporium with Danny Lansana. A week from today, the show moves back to the original time that we had years ago. That'll be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If you have any questions at all, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wags.
Happy Labor Day. Enjoy the weekend and stay safe.